how you can cultivate a strong connection with your higher self. First of all, we don't know what is higher self is. The lower mind, the intellectual mind, do not know what is a higher. So thus, we need to awake first. Awakening is of your soul, the eternal spark of your life, somewhere deep within you and beyond your mind, yearning to awake. Some are ready. Most of our humankind are not ready yet. For those who are ready, my recommendation, learn to still in your mind through some kind of genuine spiritual practices like meditation. But it got you a genuine spiritual meditation with heart, with compassion, with heart desire. You really want it. And then gradually, you discipline your mind. The mind is being turned like a wild horse and drunken monkey. Very, very difficult to harness. So enable you to do this, my recommendation, again, holistic exercise. Like pranayama in yogic system. Some kind of tai chi and qigong exercise. Enable you generating more energy, high vibrational state. And gradually, hopefully, you can quiet your mind. Through your own practice, eventually, the mind under your command. And the mind under your command, gradually the mind become calm, abiding in peaceful comfort, opening up. Spaciousness of the mind open up. Consciousness start to know. The heart experience is true nature. The beauty, grace, love, joy, yearning for freedom and peace. Somehow yearning for union with the source. Whether you call it the Tao, God, universe, doesn't really matter. It's life itself. It's your source of existence. That's your true self. That's ultimate, your higher self. There's a lot of skillful means. My recommendation, genuine spiritual meditation. Some holistic exercise to raise your vibration. Of course, study. Study, very important, because you still have to use your mind to direct in a direction. A path, they call it. Adopt spiritual principles of your daily life. Self-inquiry. Start with asking those questions human race always ask. Really, where do I come from? Intellectual mind level can answer those questions. What is the purpose of my existence? Again, it will quiet the intellectual lower mind because it has no answer. Where I'm going after the physical, no more. The body, no more. All those are important questions, again, the mind cannot answer. Thus, you search, you seek, you ask, you observe, you learn. Be a humble student of life and gradually learn to open mind, open heart, and gradually intuition dawn into your open mind and consciousness. Gradually, some people suddenly know the truth, their true self. At the same time, after awakening, in degrees, following the healing journey, relinquish what is fearful, relinquish the obstacles, and that is a healing journey. Healing journeys can be very arduous, challenging. However, tremendous, it gives you tremendous amount of reward. Release the obstacles, you know your truth. Curtains open, the cloud do not obscure the sunlight anymore. Expansion happen, again, you know your truth. Happy journey.